Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chav Zayin, Mishnah Vav. So we discussed a baby's shirt having the ability to be mekabel tumas medrus, provided that it has the proper shear both in the front and the back. So elim and dadin kfulin. The following things are measured only doubled over, meaning folded over, because it's got to be front and back. Ampalia, ufmulinya, some type of pants, umichnasayim, another type of pants, vikova, and a hat, vikishal pandia, and some type of belt. So since all what all these things have in common is that there are two sides to it, so both sides have to have the proper shear. Umat shatli al safa, a patch that you attach to a neckline. Impshuta nimdadis pshuta, so if it's flat, so it only has one side, so you measure it only one side. Vimkfula nimdadis kfula, and if it's doubled over, so then you have to measure it doubled over that it has the proper shear, even when it's folded over. And now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. If you weave a piece of cloth to 3x3 tefachim, v'nitma medrash, then it became tami tumas medrash, v'ishlam alav is called a beggar, and then you finished the entire cloth, meaning you kept on weaving and made it much bigger. So so now it has a shear of the even the part that you just added after it was mekabel tumas medrash is now tamei medrash as well, because it's attached to the original beged. V'achar kach notul chut echel mitchilaso, and then you took one of the original threads out, so it became tamei when it had just the bare minimum shear, and then you made it much bigger, and now you take one of the threads out, so the original tuma doesn't have that shear anymore. So tar min medrash, it becomes tar from its tumas medrash. Avot tamei maga medrash, but it's tamei as something that once touched a medrash. Not al chot echad mitchilaso. If you took one of the strings out from the original 3x3 tefachim before it ever received tumas medrash, v'achar kach yishum lavas kol beger, and then you added to it tamei maga medrash, then the whole thing is only tamei as something that's maga medrash. So even though the original 3x3 section lost its tumas medrash when you took out the thread, it's still tamei as a maga medrash, as something that that touched a medrash. So again, the case was that you made something that was exactly 3x3 tefachim, and then it became tamei tumas medrash, and then you took out one of the threads from the original section before you added to it, but it did receive its tumah, and then you added to it, and so we assume that the whole thing is tamei maga medrash. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that the items that are used doubled over have to reach the proper shear when they are in fact doubled over, and that which is used flat it only has to reach the shear when it's used flat. And then in Mishnah Zayin we discussed if something had a bare minimum size of a beged to be mekabel tumas medrash, and then you add it to it, and then you remove one of the original strings, what its tumas status is going to be. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Chav Zayin, Mishnah Ches.